CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. Got mum and Di on hold right now. Your mum, she can't hear us, okay? She's listening to something else.
My poor mother.
What she doesn't know here is that we've got her to round up some VHS tapes, because you may remember the story we talked about recently on our show. There's a whole bunch of VHS tapes that are worth a stack of money at the moment.
Mostly Disney ones.
Yeah.
Old VHS tapes, the Disney ones that there wasn't many released.
No.
And they're saying now if you've got those tapes and they're in good condition, some of them can be worth up to 10, 15 grand.
Yeah, Aladdin is a big one.
Yeah, the special edition Aladdin.
So we've got Mama Di to round up your old VHS tapes.
Because we had Aladdin.
Who do they belong to? Are they yours? Are they hers? Are they your sister's?
I'm going to claim it.
Okay.
Aladdin's mine.
Okay. In case it is worth a big amount of money. So whatever she rattles off here.
Doesn't matter what she says.
No.
Just tell her it's worth 10 grand.
Like we did with the doll that time.
Her Barbie doll.
Yeah, we told her it was worth... What, 10, 15,000?
15 grand.
Worked out to be what? Not much at all.
Couple of bucks.
Okay. All right, patch her through.
Okay, hold on. I'm just putting her through
all
now.
All right. Mama Di.
Morning.
Morning, Mum. I don't know if you've read recently in the news, but they've come out recently and said that VHS tapes from back in the day, there's certain ones that are worth heaps of money.
Oh, okay. Yep, I've got a few of those.
And I said to you off air before, I said, can you go have a look? Because I knew that we had Aladdin as kids.
Yep.
But I wanted you to have a look and rummage through the rest of them to see what we have. So have you done that?
Yes, I have. I've got a bit of a variety there.
Did you find Aladdin?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
No way.
You're joking.
VHS?
Yep.
Does it say Aladdin on the front
in
of the tape?
Case.
In the case.
In the case, and it's got the little, it's like the genie at the back. Yes.
They're saying online that if you've got an original Aladdin cassette tape, VHS, and it's in the case, it could be worth 10 grand plus.
Oh, you're kidding.
We're rich, Di.
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, if it's in the case, then yes, it could be worth 10 grand.
Yeah. No, I've got it. It's the proper Walt Disney original.
Original?
Case. Yes.
It says here in the article, it says more if it's in the original case.
It's in the original case.
That could be $15,000,
Di.
Oh, my God.
Mum, if we sell it on eBay, we will give you a percentage.
Oh, yeah. What is that, 0.2% or something?
Deal.
Good deal.
Deal.
Lock it in. You said it.
You threw it out there.
You've said it. Lock it in.
We were going to go much higher than that, but you've thrown it out there.
No, these guys really
No.
Them. I mean,
dead set, Di.
We're being
dead
fully
set.
Serious.
Yeah.
Dead set.
What else you got?
I'm going to go and Google it now.
Yeah,
sure.
Go Google it. But before you do that, what other VHS tapes do you have?
This
because
is a selection I've got.
There's a lot of big ones out there.
I've got the original Harry Potter.
Are you joking?
And
Hold on, wait. Look up Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Is it in the case, Mum?
Yep, the original case.
Harry Potter original
case. That was on the gold version ones.
Yeah, yeah. $13,000, Di.
No.
Yeah, VHS or DVD?
But we have to say if they work, they have to work still.
If they work?
So far we're up to 20 grand plus. What else have you got?
Sitting on a gold mine.
I don't think the Three Stooges is going to be up there.
Three Stooges? No, that one's 50 cents. That
not
one,
on
you
the
can't,
list. They said that's a crap movie.
Yeah.
I've got the... Are you ready for this?
Oh, what? We're ready.
Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
On VHS?
Yes.
Is it in the case?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting this.
I've got goosebumps. No, honestly... Are you
talking the first one? Which one is it? Which one?
It's Attack of the Clones.
Look that up. How much is that
worth? Star Wars 2 on it.
Is that the $30,000
one? Hang on. I think that was the big one. I wasn't expecting you to have it, Di.
I didn't think you'd have Star Wars.
I'm getting too excited here.
Look at it here on this website, Gaundy.
Yeah,
that's this one here.
No way.
That's that one.
No way you've got that.
40 grand.
No.
It is, Di.
Honestly.
Yes.
Oh, we can buy a tractor.
I know. How good.
I love this kind of stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, to think that I've kept that all this time, I was going to throw it out. I knew it. I felt it in my waters that so, might be worth something.
So you've got the goosebumps, do you?
Oh, God, Gandhi. I love this kind of stuff. I've been up in the sheds lately looking at all the stuff. I'm not going to throw anything out.
No, don't.
You do love this stuff. Hoard it all, Mum, because remember that time we found out your Barbie doll was worth 15 grand?
Don't tell me you're going to go down that path again. I've been caught again.
It was a big fat lie, Mum.
It's not worth a cent, do
I? Honestly, I nearly used a swear word.
They're worth absolutely nothing.
Enjoy those worthless VHSs, Di.
Actually, I'm going to go and play one now.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Peter Powers, he's got a show, the Naughty Naughty Hypno Show, Bree.
Saturday, July 8 at Gosford RSL, right here on the coast.
Coming to the coast, which is great, and he joins us right now on the show. Morning, Peter.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I feel like I've been watching you for years, yeah. Peter Powers, on the footy show. You've been a big part of Aussie history.
I've been around for a while, obviously.
Mate, it's going to be great.
Still having fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
How long have you actually been doing these gigs for, yeah. Peter? How long have you been hypnotising people?
Well, I started when I was 12 years old, which was sometime in the 70s. But as a professional hypnotist since 1984, which is a third of a century, isn't it?
How did you even get into that when you were 12?
Yeah, take us back to the age of 12. Did you discover it by accident? How did that happen?
I did. It was a fluke. I tried to hypnotise my younger brother, and I was only copying something that I'd seen on the TV with a swinging watch, my father's pocket watch. So when I tried to hypnotise him, I was just copying the words that I'd heard, like your eyelids are getting heavier and that kind of thing, in a much higher voice, of course, you can imagine. And he closed his eyes. And I just thought he's pretending, which is what I would have done when it was his turn to do me. But there was just something about the look on his face. It looked very gaunt. And I just decided to clap my hands in front of his face. And he nearly jumped out of his skin. He was a little bit disorientated and a little bit emotional. But I was excited. Shut up, let's do this again. So because at that moment, I realized that there was something had happened. And it just started off an obsession in me. So the next day, I went down to the library. I got books, read them, continued to practice on him, and eventually moved on to school for
your poor brother.
Use it against him at any time you like. You will do the dishes for me. You will do.
You're getting
the
sleepy.
That's right.
Does anyone have the power to hypnotise, or is it something you can learn, or is it something you're born with? What is it?
Yeah, it's not an innate power. It's not a gift as such, but where people can sometimes consider psychics and mediums and such like. It's a skill that you acquire. And some people acquire it very quickly, and some people spend many years trying to acquire it and never manage. So I think some people have a natural aptitude for it, but that's the same as art or playing some kind, you know, reaching the top of a sport or whatever. Everybody can kick a ball around or that kind of thing, pick up pencils and paints and do something on a canvas. But some people will just achieve more than others.
Peter, can anyone be hypnotised, or do you think there's certain people that can never be hypnotised?
We feel like we can't be hypnotised, Bree and I.
Yeah, but you know, I hear that everybody thinks they can't be hypnotised. Everybody.
Okay.
That includes all the people that I send back to the seats with gloves on. Well, I'm on a jogging wear that far. All those people I send back to the seats semi-clad also believe that they can't be hypnotised. I don't know why everybody thinks that they fall into the category of non-hypnotizable, because actually the textbooks say that everybody can be, or every normal person can be, mm-hmm. and that it's an actual faculty that everybody possesses. Now, in my experience, I lose about 20% to 25% of volunteers who come on the stage.
Okay.
But it's not exactly the right environment to try to get people to concentrate, especially if they've got a family or a member or a friend in the audience waving at them, or you know, they're trying to film it with a phone or such a thing. So you're going to lose some people. Then there are other hypnotists you might be able to hypnotise, those ones that I can't.
Okay.
So if I, for example, remind you of an uncle that was a bit mean to you when you were a child, it's unlikely that I'm going to be able to hypnotise you. You'll have a resistance to that.
Right.
And of course, it does require cooperation. So if you both decided that you certainly didn't want to be hypnotised, well, that would be the case. But if you were open-minded and give it a try, I'm pretty convinced that it's actually, well, I'm not going to put money on it because that's actually a disincentive for you to be hypnotized, but I'm pretty sure that you both respond very well to hypnosis.
My worry would be that I get stuck in it and I can't get out of it, or watching the video back and I'm clucking like a chicken. Like, do I want to see
what weird stuff would you make us do, Peter?
I want to see that stuff.
I don't trust you.
That wouldn't be my worry.
Yeah, I bet it wouldn't.
It's impossible to be stuck in the hypnotized state.
Okay.
And you'd be very lucky if all I got you to do was to cluck like a chicken.
I've seen some of your shows before, Peter. People should be worried.
Do you have a wife, Peter?
I do indeed, yeah.
And do you put it on her, the hypnotist? Does she ever bring it out when you need to?
Yeah,
of course. You've got the power, use it,
mate. In the middle of a fight, you're getting very sleepy. Sleep and sleep.
Peter Powers, there's a reason it's called the Naughty Naughty Hypno Show, and you can see it July 8th at the Gosford RSL. Mate, thanks for joining us on the show. I'm going to come watch the show. 100%.
I'm going to come along.
Yeah.
Yeah, and later in the year, we're in Doyleson as well.
You are.
That one's in October, yeah, late October 27.
And we will have tickets for that too when you're back at Doyleson later.
Well, we've got tickets for this one, 13, 12, 16. If you'd like to go along and see Peter Powers in action, you can see the world's funniest and most outrageous hypnotist, Peter Powers, Gosford RSL, on the 8th of July and 27th of October at the Doylo.
Good
to chat
to
you, mate. Good to chat.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I just wanted to talk about, there was an article I saw this morning about resumes and the biggest mistakes you can make when writing up a resume and looking for a job, which, I mean, it's how much of a punish is when you need to find a new job and you go, oh, I've got to update my resume.
Do we really need resumes in 2017? Just look me up on Facebook. I mean, that's what you're going to do anyway, aren't you? If you're an employer, you're looking up people on social media to see what they've got.
That's true. And they say some of the biggest mistakes you can make, that's in there.
What's that?
Is not making your social media private. Because they say people these days go straight to Facebook and they can judge you based purely on what's on your Facebook.
But if I'm an employee and I go to look for someone and they've got everything on private, I go, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Some of the other mistakes you can make, they say the biggest mistake is misspelling words on your resume.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Which they say over 70% of people have at least one spelling mistake on your resume.
Thinking back on it now, I actually sent a resume with white out on it.
Well, that's a rookie mistake.
You know that the strip stuff?
Yes.
Went over it and just sort of filled it in.
You couldn't have just reprinted it?
Oh, I couldn't be bothered.
They're saying some of the most common words that people misspell on job applications are curriculum, address, liaise, that's a hard one, business, management, and also detail. When they said, this one guy said he read a resume and this guy wrote that he has really good attention for detail. And he spelled detail wrong.
D-E-T-A-L-E.
Yes. Detail.
Detail.
But they also say up to 70% of people now are lying on their resume.
Oh, big time.
Which,
of course,
doesn't surprise me. Who
That's
is
all right.
it?
Who is it?
Who isn't lying on their resume?
Nobody's not lying on their resume.
You know how we do that game on our show where people call up and we guess something about them?
Right.
I want to guess the liars on the show this morning.
Okay.
Have you lied on your resume before?
Right, okay, 13, 12, 16 right now, and be honest with us.
Just be honest. So producer Rach will take your call off air.
Be honest about lying.
Yeah, well, I don't know how this is going to go, but call through now, 13, 12, 16. We'll reward the people that snub us.
Okay, we're going to do this. Right, 13, 12, 16.
And I just want to know what you lied about,
if you did.
We will find out.
Okay.
Nice and easy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Where were you? We really want to know.
So stats have been released about the old resume. God, that's a punish when you have to update the resume. They're saying that most people, 70% of people, are lying about at least something on their resume, whether that be you can do a job or use a program or that you have a university degree.
I've lied about a few school results.
You have?
Yeah, what I got in certain classes. I might have upped it from a C to a B here and there.
I always make it more years that I've worked at a certain workplace.
That's good too.
Shows, you know, it shows that you got longevity.
Just don't check my references, please.
Yeah. Or just make them fake references.
Exactly.
Which I've been a fake reference.
Yet through. Another lie.
One or another.
So producer Rach has chatted to the people that are on the phone right now and locked in their answers as to whether they lie or don't lie on a resume. Our job is to guess. Their job is to stump us.
Right. Okay. Based purely on their voice.
Let's go to Jodie in Copacabana. Morning, Jodie.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
What do you do for a job, Jodie?
I'm an enrolled nurse.
Enrolled nurse. Ooh. You wouldn't want to lie to get that job.
That'd be rough. I definitely have delivered babies.
Oh,
I can definitely do that.
Just call my reference, my friend. I'm going to say you're not a liar to get that job.
I'm going to say you can't lie.
No, you
can't.
Didn't lie. You didn't lie for that.
I did. I lied about my age.
Oh, Jude, really?
I would too, Jodie.
Lied about your age. Why did you feel the need to lie about your age on that one?
Because I just wanted to make myself a little bit younger.
Okay.
Why not? You can do it.
All right. Tickets to Transformers coming your way.
I love your work, Jodie.
Let's go to Diane in Wambra. Morning, Diane.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
What do you do for work?
Yeah.
I work in accounts, finance.
Accounts. Okay. Oh, you guys are dodgy as.
Did you go to uni, Diane?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
Go to uni.
So she doesn't have to lie about that, or does she?
That's the thing. I'm going to lock in liar.
I'm going to say you're a big fat liar, Diane.
Big fat dirty liar.
Absolutely not.
Oh, well done. Another one that
she's
is.
She's honest. Tickets for you, Diane.
Yes, stumped us. At least that's what she's telling
Let's
us.
Let's go to Ashley in Buff Point. Morning, Ash.
Good morning.
All right. What do you do for a job?
I work in retail.
I love how we're basing it just on their jobs now. Retail, oh, definite liar there.
Yeah, you got to lie in retail.
You got to lie to get your way through retail.
Are you, would you say, an honest human, Ashley?
Yes, I'm honest.
Have you ever cheated on someone?
No.
Okay.
I hear you've got kids in the car there.
Yes, I do.
Oh, ever told them lies?
No.
I don't believe
that. If you pull a face... It'll stay like that.
you got to tell kids lies to get them to do things.
Yeah, exactly. That's good parenting.
I'm going to say you are a liar.
If I say I give them a lolly, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to say you are a liar, but you wouldn't admit to it, so I'm going to say you're saying you're not a liar.
Oh, okay. So she isn't a liar.
Not a liar.
So we're going to say you're honest.
Yes.
Yes, I'm honest.
Oh! Hit it.
She's a mum.
She's a mum.
They're good peoples.
We'll give her tickets anyway.
Yeah, we'll give her tickets.
We love her. We love
Jake in North Gosford. Let's round it out. Morning, Jake.
Wrap it up, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very
good,
well.
Oh, I'm going to bring the music down on this
How
one.
Old
I want
are
to
you?
Really get to know
How
Jake.
How old are you, Jake?
26.
26? So he's got some life experience.
26. And what do you do for work, Jake?
I work at Hoyts there at Erina.
Hoyts at Erina.
Okay.
Hoyts and Erina.
Okay. They're good peoples.
I'm going to say you are 100% telling the truth all the time.
I'm going to say you're a big, big, fat liar.
You're right, Bree. I'm a liar.
Yeah! Oh, lied to get the job.
Let's not ask him what he lied about because then the guys at Hoyts will want to know.
Oh, look at that. That's Hoyts on the phone. They're trying to...
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes, two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
The calls have already started to come through, but you need to wait.
You need to know the movie.
You need to hear the scene. So we're blocking the calls. This is the role I was born to play. I know I say that every single time
well,
we do this, but I'm born to play this role. This is the day I've been waiting for.
All right, settle down.
It's short, it's sweet, and it's for me.
It's a nice short scene this morning, which hopefully someone can come up with the goods. All right.
I don't even need to get in character. I'm this character.
When you know the movie... Start calling through on 13, 12, 16.
Action!
So I was a little surprised when you asked Christy for my number.
Yeah, why is that?
Aren't you married?
Well, yeah, but what? I mean, married people? They can't have friends?
Oh, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah, you don't want to be my friend?
We're not going to be friends.
And scene. That is short, isn't it?
It's a short one this morning.
I thought we nailed those accents. That's pretty good.
I thought that was bloody horrible.
We started rough, but we came good. And that's what it's all about.
I thought you were going to say, and it got rougher.
That's what it's all about.
Short scene this morning.
It
few
is short.
People may be stumped.
All right. Rach is taking calls as we speak. It's NRL on the coast. Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at tickettech.com.au for the Roosters and the Sharkies. It's amateur acting.
Let's go.
Are we going line two here? Is that
Andrew
the plan?
In Wyong. Morning, Andrew.
G'day, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Do you know the movie?
It's The Wolf of Wall Street.
He surely is.
He's nailed it.
The scene.
I've only watched it about 27 times in a row.
It is a good movie.
It's such a good film.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So good.
And finally, I got to play DiCaprio.
It'll be the first and last.
No, give me another one.
No,
I can do Titanic.
You were not born to play that, mate.
I was born definitely to play it. I was born to play it, wasn't I?
Definitely not.
Great performance. That's what
I
you
like
said.
I like you, Andrew. Just keeping it real.
Don't you say that, mate.
Mate, I'm not good at that either.
I was going to say, that could be an argument in itself.
Did I win anything?
Yeah, you got the tickets to the Roosters Sharkies game, Central Coast Stadium, July 1st.
Good stuff.
Enjoy, mate.
Who said watching Wolf of Wall Street wouldn't get you something?
It pays off.
Yeah, it does pay off.
That's right.
And never call the show ever again for your criticism.
Call any time, Andrew. You're a lovely human being.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
We wanted to check in with some of the biggest stories making news today.
101.3 CFM. Trending now.
A lot of stuff floating around overnight.
There is a lot of news
yeah.
at the moment, isn't there? I mean, Origin's big news at the moment.
Yeah, producer Rach was just rattling off a few Origin stats to us and things
JT
that are going down
tonight.
JT is
in playing.
Yes.
JT's in?
He's
okay.
in. Pretty sure.
And who has the pregnant issues?
So Nathan Peets, his wife, because they live in the Gold Coast, his wife is heavily pregnant and has defied doctor's orders to fly to Sydney to watch him play.
How many weeks?
I have no idea. I think she's due in a couple.
What happens if you give birth on the plane?
Well, that happened recently.
To who?
It's in one of the news stories, actually, that's
really?
Floating around. Yeah, a baby was delivered on a plane, and apparently it got something pretty cool.
You'd have to BYO doctor, wouldn't you?
It says here, baby born on Jet Airways flight given the ultimate birthday gift. Free air travel with the airline for life.
Wow.
That baby will receive. The baby was born Sunday aboard the 162 passenger plane traveling from Saudi Arabia to India. So, yeah, free air travel for life.
Which airline?
Jet Airways. Must be an overseas airline.
Terms and conditions, the kid has to be called Jet Airways.
Yeah, probably. Or call it Jet. That wouldn't be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Qantas is in the news today as well. And I was taking a look at this. They ran a competition. They want to name their aircrafts.
And I saw that.
It was all based around Aussie icons. So
Planey McPlane face.
Yeah, that's where I was going to get to at the end of this. But anyway. Planey McPlane face would have been good. What did make the list? So we've got Skippy, the kangaroo. Okay. Quokka's going to be taking the air. That's a Rottnest Island WA thing.
Don't know if I'd call it that.
Don't want to get on the Quokka?
Yeah, probably not. That'd get confusing for overseas people.
Boomerang? Yeah, and Waltzing
Matilda.
Oh,
yeah, Boomerang makes sense because the plane goes one place and then comes back.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
These are voted by people, so, you know, it's all been locked away from the people's votes. A few things that didn't make the list.
Yeah.
Yvonne Gulligong.
Okay.
Vegemite.
The tennis player.
Yeah, the tennis player.
Vegemite. Yeah.
we had Vegemite, yeah.
Margaret Court, is she?
Margaret Court did not make the list, funnily enough.
Oh, she's coming. She'll be disappointed with that.
Chico Roll didn't make it either. So there's
Chico
just a few.
Roll.
I know Chico Roll was going to be in the air.
God,
come
I love
on.
It. God, I love a Chico Roll.
Revote. Really?
Yeah, I say Chico Rolls in there for sure.
And what's the thing you wanted to bring up?
I just
up?
Wanted to mention the ration challenge that's happening at the moment. It's Act for Peace. If you haven't heard about it, you might have seen some of your mates doing it on Facebook because there's quite a few people taking the challenge, and it's where you essentially eat the same amount of food as a Syrian refugee and you raise money for people over in Syria who essentially don't have enough food to eat. It's actually an amazing cause. One of my mates is doing it at the moment, and I called her last night to see how she was going. And it actually really affected me because she was really struggling. And she said, I'm hungry, yes. She's like, but it's really affecting me in a mental way. She's like, I can't wrap my head around how these people live off the amount of food that she's eating at the moment. She goes, it's just crazy to me. And she goes, the thing that's really annoying her is people joking around about it.
Right.
And they're like making fun of her at work.
Did
like
she say what she has been eating throughout the day?
Yeah,
what
she has. So essentially she'll eat, I think it's, she's got 90 grams of rice a day.
Right.
Which is nothing. And she also eats, it's like a lentil and water-based soup for lunch. And then she also has these, it's like flour and a bit of water that she makes like little, not pancakes, but crepes out of. And that's essentially it.
And how long is she doing this for?
It's for a week.
Seven
days. So she's 4 days in. And she's really struggling. But she said the amount of awareness you gain from it is incredible. But yeah, if you want to donate, if you see people on Facebook doing it, or you can head to actforpeace.rationchallenge.org.au.
Well said.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
The world's most pierced man. Have you seen a picture of this guy? He's from Germany. He's 58 years old. His name is Rolf Bescholtz. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Bescholtz.
Yeah, good
old Bescholtz.
Definitely right. 100% right. Mm. Just don't ask him. 453 piercings he's got. 453.
This guy's got so many piercings. Like, he has got them all over his face.
Yeah, I'm going to post a picture of this guy.
Yeah, can you?
It's a ridiculous amount. It's an unnecessary amount.
But he's obviously he's going for the record.
Exactly. He's going for the Guinness
World
Record.
You get carried away next minute.
You get one little ear piercing and the next thing you know, you're in the Guinness World Record books. 278 of them are in the region.
Oh, yeah.
278?
I've heard of that. It's in the Coney area,
yeah,
too.
Where are you fitting 278?
Obviously.
Look on your face.
He's been gifted.
And he says it's not a problem. It is not a problem, 278. But, I mean, if you...
Come on, mate.
If you went to hook up with this guy, you'd be a little thrown, wouldn't you?
He just has to make sure... Oh,
I guess you know what you're getting, because if you look at his face, there's about that many there too. You have to make sure what.
Yeah, well, why would that be any different? I was going to say, you just have to make sure who, he has to make sure who he's hooking up with.
He's even gone and got the horns and stuff as you know, that kind of vibe.
The, what's the name? What are they called? They're like implants.
Into your head.
Yeah, the place down at Erin Affair does it.
Bee Slice.
It's one of the only places in Australia that do some of the stuff they do.
Always busy in there too.
So busy.
When I walk past there.
Well, the guy in there is actually amazing. I don't know him, but I've seen on Facebook that he does little bits of plastic surgery and stuff too. Like if you've had the stretches in your ears, he can sew them back up for you.
I saw a guy sitting on the bus the other day as I drove past and I looked to my left and this guy was on the bus and he had obviously taken those little loop things out of his ear.
Stretches.
And he just had the droopiest earlobes.
Yeah, stretches. This
I've
guy
ever
can
seen.
He can
fix
cut
that.
Them and then restitch them.
Oh, cut them?
Yeah. He's one of the only guys in Australia that does it. Yeah. Were you nearly sick?
Yeah, I just dry reached and it's a bit much.
Well, the ears obviously stretch,
yeah,
so they
it.
Have to cut away the excess.
Chloe's in Point Claire. You got some piercings, Chloe?
Morning, yeah.
How many?
I actually counted them on whilst I was on hold and I have 16.
16?
Name them.
But I mean, like, my sister and my parents also have quite a lot of piercings, and I'm the one that's got the least amount of piercings.
Oh, really?
How many have they got?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't count.
Chloe, I want to know where they are. Name them.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, they're pretty normal, like kind of normal piercings, but I mean, one of the funny ones that my dad has is he has the skin between the bottom of your mouth and your tongue pierced.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why under the tongue bit?
Who's benefiting from that?
What's the reason for that?
I don't know. I mean, like, my family, like, my partner and my family and everything, every Mother and Father's Day we go and get a piercing instead of buying presents.
You guys sound like a really modern family.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, like we go every Mother and Father's Day, and that was the newest one that he got. My mum's got her bridge done, which is the Oh, just on the top of your nose, between your eyes?
Oh, yeah, in between your eyes. I've seen that too. That would hurt.
And if you came across this guy with 278 in his region, what do you think? Would you...
Have you got your tongue pierced?
Would you do that?
Yeah, I've got my tongue pierced. I got my septum pierced.
I'd be steering clear of that guy.
Yeah.
You're not a match made in heaven.
Might not be a very good...
Don't get tangled up in each other.
Oh, get stuck there.
Literally.
And through the airport, how do you go? Because we had that interesting question to ask. Do you have to undo every single one?
No. It doesn't affect it at all.
God, imagine if you did. I mean, 278 in the... You'd be like, hang on a second.
Just imagine Chloe walking through the thing and they pull out that little wavy thing and they're like, woo, woo, woo. Straight down the front.
Yeah, you're not getting on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
We love Origin, especially when the Blues have had a winning game one. Heading into game two, it makes things exciting.
It does make it exciting, especially being in ANZ Stadium. Oh, the Maroons, I think they can get it over the line.
You think they can get it done in game two?
I hope so.
Well, we've got Danny Badiris on the show with us right now. Morning, Danny.
Morning, Danny.
Good morning, guys.
Mate, you've played many a game for New South Wales.
How would they be feeling today?
Oh, it's awesome. We're down in the precinct here. I'm with the under-18s, State of Origin team as well, so they're the curtain raiser. And yeah, it's beautiful down here. It's such an event. There's all sorts of things happening. But yeah, the players will be sleeping in a little bit, and I'm sure they'll be waking and rolling in bed a little bit nervous, and that kicks the day off. And I think that's the best thing. Once the day kicks off, that you get around your teammates and sort of go through the whole day together and experience everything about the day. But they'll be looking forward to tonight, that's for sure.
Hey Danny, Bree and I were chatting, actually this was on air, I thought it was off air, but on air, and Bree was saying going into game two, if her team had won, she hoped the other team wins in game two to make the series interesting. Do you sit in the same regard, mate, or would you
everyone
just rather,
wants a decider, don't they,
do you
they,
want
Danny?
A decider, or you want the series win? What are you going for?
From New South Wales point of view and an ex-player, you don't want to go up to Suncorp for a deciding match in game three. And you can see what's going to happen. If they win this, there'll be a few retirements. I'm sure JT will come out and say that it'll probably might be his last series, and that'll give him enough ammunition to win the series, I'm sure, and might be another one or two with a Cooper Cronk as well. So, yeah, it's an interesting game, this one. It's so fascinating, actually. There's so many things that can to talk about. There's going to be some fallout out of it, that's for sure. And, we just hope the game two is always so much more tense because someone can win it, someone can lose it, and hopefully it's a win for the Blues.
Danny, I need to ask, there's been a lot of discussion around the anomaly in the NRL draw leading into the game tonight, which sees Queensland squad, 16 of their 17-man squad, finished their NRL commitments over the weekend by Saturday, whereas the New South Wales team had 10 players in matches on Sunday and Monday. Do you think that'll affect tonight's game at all?
That's a great point, and it's well worth talking about, that's for sure. It's the way that these guys get treated in here from the GPS tracking to the sports science point of view, I'm sure New South Wales would hardly done anything this week. They would have brushed up on a couple of things, but it would have been all about recovery and getting them ready. And in game one, their captain's run, which is the day before the game, went for about 15 minutes. And that's one session, and that's amazing. That's just some confidence. Mm-hmm. But also, it's getting everyone ready to really take the field with a real mindset of just ripping in. And New South Wales have got to attack. They've got to attack with a defense, and they've got to attack with the ball. And to do anything and take a trophy off someone, which you got to do, you got to do that. So it's like I said, it's a lot of fascinating things to come out of the game.
Danny, get your tip hat on for us, mate. What's your tip for tonight? Who's winning and by how much?
Yeah, I'm sorry guys, it's going to be one of those ones where I'm going to go Blues for sure. So okay. I'm going to go Blues. It's all, like I said, it's a tight, intense game, this one, and there should be no more than 30 points scored at max from both teams. So I'm thinking about 16-12.
Okay, and you were saying you think if Queensland lose it tonight and they don't win the Origin Series, you think JT will come back next year and try again, or you think it'll be done either way, whether he win, lose or draw?
I think he's heading towards that part of his career now, and I think he couldn't have done much more in the Origin arena and maybe focus on a little bit more on club and just getting his body right to finish his career off, and an amazing career. Finish it off pretty healthy, and I'm tipping that maybe it should be, like I said, a couple, probably the last series for a couple of these guys.
All right, well, JT's back in the side tonight, and the Blues looking for a win, Bree. It's going to be a great game.
Danny, I need to ask. I know you're the coach of the Blues under-18s. You're doing a great job. Can you take over Laurie's job? He's due. He's nearly done.
So I did the 20s. I head coached the 20s, and I'm in here with Brad Fittler. He's coaching the 18s and 16s, so I'm assisting him with the great Central Coast Mayor Mark O'Mealy. He's in here as well for the 18s. So
nice.
It's been a good camp. It's been good fun.
So we'll lock you in for the next couple of years then.
I think Freddie's the man for that one. But no, I'd love to be involved, and it's like I said, it's so such an honour to be involved in around the camp and being the build up for these games, and it gets the memories going. And you just want to help out. And that's what it's all about.
He's getting the stars of the future ready is what's going down. Danny Badiris, I bet there is. I mean, and New South Wales have been dominating in that field as well. They've been
a lot of Central Coast boys in the up-and-comers too, which is good to see.
5 years straight been winning that, so it's good to see. Danny Badiris, thanks for joining us on the show tonight, mate. Enjoy tonight. It's going to be a great one.
Go the Maroons.
Go the Blues. Come on, Blues.
See you, Danny.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Origin Game 2 is on tonight. The Blues are definitely going to win.
All
win
right.
The whole series.
Relax.
It's going to be wrapped up. We're going to have a great party, aren't we, Rach?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You don't even know what you're talking about, mate.
Don't need to.
Oh, come on. Nah, whatever.
It's back home. We've already won the first one at Suncorp.
I want a decider at Suncorp.
Look, we're lucky enough to have a couple of tickets here at CFM. They're our
tickets.
Super
lucky.
But we want to give them to you.
The people.
The people. I mean, we could take these tickets. We could, couldn't we?
Yeah, we'd get in trouble, but we could.
They're ours.
The phones are blowing up this morning for these tickets to Origin Game 2 tonight at ANZ.
Taylor's in your mind on my side of town. Morning, Taylor.
Morning, Taylor.
Morning.
Queensland or New South Wales fan?
Queensland fan.
Oh, yes,
Queensland.
Taylor.
The Maroons, okay.
Glad to have you on board.
Craig's in Terrigal, Bree's side of town. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Craig.
Go the Blues.
Yeah, of course.
Here he is. Okay. All right, Craig.
All the way tonight.
All the way, mate. So both wanting tickets to the game tonight. Both ready to go to the game.
We're about to do our own State of Origin.
Yeah. Battle of Origin right here. Guys, I don't know if you've heard this on our show before,
it's so quiet.
It is, isn't it? Here's what we're going to do. 30 seconds on the clock.
There's only two tickets.
You guys got to just decide who's going to go here.
Who gets the tickets, guys? You've got 30 seconds to decide amongst yourselves.
Have a think about it.
If you can't decide within 30 seconds, we go to the next two callers.
Here we go, guys. I'm going to let Taylor kick off the questioning in 3, 2, 1.
Start the clock.
How old are you, mate?
I'm 35, mate.
35. How long have you been a football fan for?
Since I was about 4 years old, when my mum introduced me to the Dragons.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, Dragon fan, really?
Yeah, mate. You know, got to be in it to win it, but at the end of the day, go the Blues. I don't know if you're a Queenslander in another state.
Well.
Guys. The time has run out. We need a decision. Who is going to the game
tonight?
Is
either of you going to give up the double pass this morning for the other one?
I'd just like to see New South Wales win. I've never been to a State of Origin, so I'd like to give it a test run. How about you, champion?
You know what, mate? You can have it, yeah.
And you know what?
You don't win game one very often, so, yeah, I'll let you go to game two.
That's a true Queenslander.
Taylor, the Queenslander, has given up the tickets.
You know what, Taylor? Wow. You've done me proud this morning. Wow. True Queensland spirit right there.
There you go.
Now, Craig, you do have the option of taking Taylor with you to the game tonight. I mean, it's your ticket.
Yeah,
you don't
Craig.
Have to. You don't have
what
to.
About that?
Think about it.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to take.
That's a no. We'll let you decide off air. We're gonna get.
I just got my partner next to me, and she's the biggest Blue supporter.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, that's awkward.
All right. Well,
what's your partner's name, Craig?
Carly.
Oh, Carly! What a dilemma for Craig this morning.
Hey.
Hey, morning.
All right, well, you guys have the tickets tonight for the game. All thanks to Taylor for giving them up. We're going to sort Taylor out. We'll give him a pick of our prizes here.
He's a soft Queenslander, I have to say.
Soft Queenslander? You're having a go at him after he gave you tickets,
Greg? No, I'm saying he's a solid Queenslander.
Solid.
Okay. He's a solid bloke.
Solid bloke. Okay. All right.
You'll need to buy him a cold one for game three, Craig.
That's what I would do. I'd like, yeah, you send me the number and I'd definitely buy him some beers down at the beer garden or something like that.
That sounds good.
We're looking to put something together for game three, so maybe both guys can come along and we can sort that out. But Craig off to the game tonight. Taylor, what a man, giving up the tickets.
What a guy. Hopefully that's a good omen for tonight.
Well, he lost.
Karma.
Like Queensland,
we're gonna... Karma. Karma will come back around and we're going to win. Go the Maroons.
He lost. They'll lose again tonight. Go Blues.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Bree and Gaunzi's sob. For the snow.
Port Stephens Coaches. All you need for your snow weekend getaway. Visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
They're calling it the greatest radio comp ever created.
You're calling it that.
Well, I am calling it that. And the other people will call it that after they see what's about to go down on Friday.
Well, you need to show them.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. There's going to be a video. It's going to be Facebook Live. Essentially, we're going to have people in here. There's going to be four people. They're going to go head-to-head. They're going to cry tears. The most tears cried in 30 minutes whilst cutting up a lot of onions will win a trip for them and three mates to Perisher.
Yeah, Port Stephens Coaches. It's all you need for your snow weekend getaway. You can visit portstephenscoaches.com.au. You and three mates, that's a great
it's
prize.
It's huge. And massive thanks to Port Stephens Coaches too, because we have pitched this idea to a few people.
And didn't they love the idea?
They loved it. It wasn't right for them.
Find a prize big enough to offer for such a big competition.
Exactly.
The Port Stephens can.
No, it's going to be awesome. It's never been done before in radio.
First time. We have another contestant here. We've locked in two people already for Friday.
A couple of girls.
Sob for the snow. Let's try and get a bloke involved.
I want to get a bloke on.
Nathan's in Empire Bay. Morning, Nath.
Morning, Nath.
Yeah.
Yes.
All good. How are you?
We're good, mate. He's distracted. You can't be distracted on Friday, mate.
You're registered for Sob for the Snow. How do you think you'll go, Nathan? Do you have a lot of experience with the tears?
Yeah, all the time. It's a daily base.
You like to get the boo-hoos out, Nathan?
What was the last thing you cried?
Yeah, why not?
What's the last thing that made you cry?
Oh, you know, my soccer team, they're not the best, you know. They're upsetting me a lot. We lost on the weekend 11-2.
Crying tears because they lost. A true man.
Mm. And are you going to draw on that on Friday? Are you going to think about that?
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be the main thought in my head.
Nathan, I've got to ask, because obviously to make you guys cry on Friday, there's going to be a load of onions. How do you go when you're cutting up onions?
Pretty bad, you know. I did it at school and I got destroyed.
Excellent. So your tear ducts are susceptible to onions.
Yeah, that's it. It's the way you want to be.
It's going to pay off this Friday, Nath. I've got a good feeling.
I reckon.
Okay.
Lock him in.
Are we
lock him in. He's in.
Nath,
Big
you
Nath's
are in,
in
on Friday, mate. We're going to see you there. And I've got my money on Nath. I'm going to go into it with my money on Nath.
You know what? I like that Nathan is breaking the stereotype and showing that the males, they can cry tears too.
The way you want to be, you know. Got to get it out.
That's it. Chances are, I mean, you're going up against a couple of ladies.
You will cry if you don't win this trip for you and three mates.
It's going to be great. Friday, it all goes down. After 8 o'clock on our show, we're going to find out who cries the ultimate tears. Sob for the snow here at sea.
You can follow that journey.
We are done for a Wednesday. Origin on tonight. Plenty of great places to watch the game. We've still got some tickets to Hoyt Cinemas in Erina. Yeah, so 13, 12, 16 if you want to go and watch it at the big screen there.
Yeah, let's do the rest of those tickets right now, 13, 12, 16.
The last of those passes. So if you want to go tonight and you can make it 13, 12, 16 and keep the selfies coming through as well for National Selfie Day, because we're going to put it all together and...
We'll make the collage of the people that listen to this show.
Go the Blues, eh?
Go the Maroons.
Have a great one tonight, guys.
See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.